NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast, Tuesday morning, August 18, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com. Puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
ANews Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc., featured in ANews Wire editorial on industrial robotics growth. TechForce Robotics, a subsidiary of Knight Food Holdings, Inc., was recently featured in an editorial by AI Newswire discussing the growth of industrial robotics. The editorial highlights the record-high number of global installations and market value in the industry. TechForce Robotics also announced a letter of intent with NBR Intelligence PT LMT to pursue a factory automation program with up to 5,000 robotic systems.
Mining news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc. MYSE American SVM reports new gold structures in initial Kyzyltash drill results. Silvercorp Metals Inc. MYSE has reported new gold structures in its initial Kyzyltash drill results. The results from 29 diamond drill holes at the Tolkubash Kyzyltash gold projects in Kyrgyzstan reveal promising findings, including intersections with significant grades of gold. Silvercorp Metals continues to demonstrate its commitment to profitable mining and growth potential.
Fourth generation family paving and excavation company serves six New Hampshire counties. Young's Excavating and Paving LLC, a fourth generation family paving and excavation company, is now fully operating from its headquarters in Penacook, New Hampshire, serving six counties across the state. Owner Bill Young, a third-generation paver, leads the company into its fourth generation of excellence. From Penacook, crews serve homeowners and businesses across Merrimack, Hillsborough, Rockingham, Stratford, Cheshire, and Belknap counties, with frequent work in Concord, Londonderry, and the surrounding towns.
Ari Strategic Mining begins processing mined fluorspar ore at its Utah Lumps plant. Ari Strategic Mining, Inc. has started processing fluorspar ore mined from its Lost Sheep Mine in Utah at its processing facility in Delta, Utah. This marks a significant milestone for the company as trucks transport the ore to the plant for processing, connecting the mine to the plant. The live material ramp-up phase will allow for optimization of the processing plant before moving towards sustained production rates.
Charbone reaches major milestone with delivery of its Sorel Tracy site. Charbone Corporation has reached a major milestone with the delivery of its electrolyzer to the Sorel Tracy site in Quebec. This essential equipment marks significant progress in increasing clean UHP hydrogen production capacity to meet industrial demand. The electrolyzer, key to the next production phase, will undergo positioning, installation, and integration into site infrastructure. Charbone's modular approach aligns production capacity with demand, ensuring disciplined development. Navigating regulatory hurdles, DCS Rescue releases comprehensive guide on professional permit writing. Navigating regulatory approval pipelines remains a primary driver of project delays. DCS Rescue has released a guide on professional permit writing services to help streamline compliance workflows. The publication addresses challenges organizations face with complex permitting requirements, emphasizing the importance of selecting qualified permit specialists. The guide, Professional Permit Writing Services, Your Secret Weapon, is now available on the DCS Rescue website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.